fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 11th day of July, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, here's your prepper tip of the day. Pretty short and sweet. EMP, electromagnetic pulse. Electromagnetic pulse is a clear and present danger. You need to become aware of that and prepare for it accordingly. Seriously, you do. The powers that be have been warning about this, warning us about this since the mid-1980s, when the wildly popular television miniseries, America, spelled with a K, was released. Now, they didn't tell us it was EMP that caused the United States to be taken over by Russia, but the book that it was based on did, and we've got that at my website, the prologue to the book titled America, which is the basis of the miniseries. So that's your proper tip of the day, is to make yourself aware of EMP and how to mitigate. A nationwide EMP would basically mean the end of the United States as we know it. And within the first year, 9 out of 10 Americans would be deceased. Moving on from there, we're going to have open lines this first hour. We'll take your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. Hour 2, we should have Leon Green. We'll talk about doTERRA essential oils. I got a very nice card in the mail from, from Jim in Monroe, New Jersey. It's dated July the 5th, 2017. I'm going to read it to you here. Dear Mr. Moore, thought you would like to know that the news in New Jersey today is reporting the ocean temperatures 54 degrees, colder despite warmer weather. No, excuse me. The ocean, I'm not reading that correctly. The ocean, reporting that the ocean temperature is 4 degrees colder despite warmer weather. People are bewildered. Quite frankly, the ocean is probably 10 degrees colder. No one swimming. You cannot stay in due to freezing feet. Ocean current changed, underlined. And then he concludes with, just like you reported. Well, the Gulf Stream stopped June 12, 2010. Now, the Gulf Stream wasn't going as far north as New Jersey before it stopped, but it did have a warming effect on that on the eastern seaboard. And of course, the Gulf Stream did in fact stop June 12, 2010. You know, we hear a lot on alternative media about different concerns. You just heard me mention about EMP. EMP is a possibility from human cause and a foregone conclusion from natural causes. That would be the sun, a coronal mass ejection, which has happened many times in recorded history. Three times in the 19th century. We just missed a really big one, planet Earth, in 2012. We just dodged that bullet. That's inevitable that a large coronal mass ejection will hit Earth, which would have, if it's strong enough, the effect of knocking out the power grid of the entire world, because it can do something that a man-made EMP cannot do. It can go around the curvature of the Earth, where a man-made EMP from nuclear devices is strictly line of sight. It cannot go around the curvature of the Earth, which is one reason why they want to do one per time zone if they hit this country. Because if they set one off over Kansas, for example, the Rocky Mountains would block certain areas west of the Rocky Mountains from being hit. And the Appalachian Mountains would block certain areas east from being hit. Not large areas, but some areas. So that's why they would want to do one per time zone. Eastern, Central Mountain, and Pacific. Make sure everybody got their dose of electromagnetic pulse. There's a genre of novels. There's probably several hundred at this point in time. I don't have a count. I've read dozens of them. I find them interesting to observe the behavior of the characters. Primarily, secondarily, I look at the tactics that they come up with. I'm always, a well-written novel can teach you things, and if it's a really well-written one, I'll keep a pad and pen handy nearby to make notes as I'm going through it to do further research on different pieces of equipment, supplies, weapons, and almost anything that I might find interesting that I'm reading in that particular novel. And in fact, I'm reading one right now that's entertaining. I have to admit it's entertaining. And I find these, of course, on Amazon.com. And I have a Kindle, and I just download them on the Kindle and read them. And when I'm done, I get another one and delete the one I just finished. I love my Kindle. I remember, oh, this would have been probably, I'm going to say, about 20 years ago, 20, 21 years ago, a friend of mine who's involved in some of the highest levels of technology, he says, John, there's soon going to be an electronic device the size of a novel, which would be basically 5x8 and maybe 3/4 of an inch thick, that you could download a book on it and read it, and when you're finished, you could erase it and get another one. And I said, oh, come on, that can't be true. And he says, oh, yeah, that's going to be, that's the way it's going to be. Well, obviously, we reached that goal and far beyond. Now, in case you don't know, a Kindle device, which is about the size of a novel, except it's thinner, can hold more than 3,000 books. I'm not kidding. More than 3,000 books. It's amazing technology. And I'm sure that even that number will be dramatically increased as we move forward in time. Of course it will. It's just the nature of this technology, that it gets smaller, better, and less expensive. Youngsters growing up in this world, this is the only world they've known. They've never known the analog world that I grew up in. I learned to type on a manual typewriter using carbon paper. When I was in the Army, we had manual typewriters and carbon paper. And course, as I when I was in college, I had a manual typewriter. I could have had electric, but I had a manual typewriter. It served me quite well. In fact, I just had it refurbished by a professional a couple of years ago, so it's standing by and ready for use again when the power grid goes down. And of course, we moved on to electric typewriters, and the IBM Selectric was the top of the heap back in the 1980s. We really knew we had some excellent equipment in the law office I worked at when we got IBM Selectrics and our choice of different fonts. They had a metal ball about the size of a golf ball that you could replace in just a moment or two with different fonts. And of course, people who learned to type on a manual typewriter like myself are electric, that did not have a self-correcting ribbon, which is a fairly new thing. We learned to be very diligent in not making mistakes. At least I did. Especially if we're using carbon paper. If you're typing an original and two or three or sometimes even four carbon copies, you had to stop what you're doing, go back and manually erase each mistaken letter that you just typed. Not fun, but that's the way it was. That was with the analog world. Of course, we moved on from there to fax machines, and then not long after that to the world we have now, which is becoming more and more completely digital. So I straddle both. I grew up as a young man in the completely analog world, and now I'm attempting to struggle and learn what I need to learn in the digital world. There's a lot that could be learned. I choose to learn only what I need to accomplish whatever goal might be at hand. And I'm sure many of you are the same way. I remember when I was using cameras most every day doing investigative work that we were moving into the digital world there initially with what was called camera backs for our 35mm cameras. And they were, at the time, very sophisticated pieces of electronic equipment to enhance the capabilities of a standard 35mm camera. And I recall when I got my first electronic camera back for one of my Canon cameras, it came with a 100-page instruction manual. I looked at this and I thought, man, this is really complex. But I just learned what I needed to learn to accomplish my goal to take the photographs I needed to take and let the rest of that complexity stay behind. I didn't need it, didn't want it, didn't use it. And that's the way it is, at least for me. Maybe you have a burning desire to learn every nuance of a piece of electronics, and if that's your desire, then go for it. Learn everything you can. Many of us don't have that burning desire to learn every nuance of a piece of electronics and just learn what we need to accomplish that goal. EMP, electromagnetic pulse. It can be generated by a nuclear device in the upper atmosphere, which would result in no radiation or explosion on the ground. Probably no light if it went off in the daytime. Maybe, maybe not. That instantaneous burst of electromagnetic energy could either disable or destroy anything it hits in the line of sight. Coronal mass ejection does the same thing. These, what they're called, charged particles. They don't travel at the speed of light, but it takes several days for these charged particles, because they're not light, they're actually three-dimensional objects. These charged particles get from the sun to Earth, which means we could have a warning when a coronal mass ejection is on the way, and that warning could save a lot of lives if the warning got out and people paid heed and did what they needed to. Many electronic devices, most electronic devices, will be safe if they're unplugged from antennas and the power grid. The power grid acts as an antenna to collect up and direct that energy into whatever's plugged into the power grid. And of course, it would either damage or destroy the power grid itself, and damage or destroy anything plugged into the power grid. Antennas, of course, for radios do the same thing. an antenna sticking up there in the air, it's going to collect up that energy and direct it right into the radio. Same thing as lightning, by the way. The consequences of EMP, a nationwide EMP grid down situation, would be horrific. It would be of biblical proportions, to say the least. Electronic hacking of the power grid is a very strong possibility as well. It would not be nearly as bad because it would be focused on, we know that there's some attempts to hack and disrupt nuclear power plants. That's only about 17% of our power consumption comes from nuclear power plants. So we could, if that was all that happened, you know, assuming that the power plants could be safely shut down, which is another factor, of course, we could survive that as a nation. There would still be a great loss of life. It would be very disruptive. It would be very disastrous as far as the economy is concerned, but we could survive it. We could survive that. And we shall see. Now, let's say you start now on July the 11th to find out what John Moore's talking about. What in the world is John Moore talking about? Electromagnetic pulse. Good question. Well, let's go to my website here. We have thelibertyman.com. We scroll down the right side, and what do we find? Let's see. That's pretty far down. EMP Commission Executive Report 2008. Large transformers and the U.S. electric grid, and also impacts of space weather on the electronic grid. Right above that is America spelled with a K, the prologue. It's only about 3 pages. My friend, my webmaster, Tim Spencer, typed that out, and we have that published here because the prologue tells you how the Russians took over the United States. They did it with the EMP. While I'm thinking about it, Tim Spencer is going back to the hospital. The skin graft they did on his foot, his ankle, is infected. It does not look very good at the moment. So we're asking for prayers for Tim Spencer that he will be able to get through this next medical procedure. He's not real hopeful. He's already made up his mind that whatever happens is what happens. He may end up losing the lower part of his leg to save his life. He's prepared to deal with that if that happens and go on with his life. So we're asking for prayers for Tim Spencer, and please keep him in mind, if you would, please. Getting back to EMP, education is the first step. If you don't understand what this is, how it does what it does, what the odds are of things being affected or not being affected, well, that's the starting point. So the EMP Commission is scientists and engineers appointed by the government to research and then report back on their findings. Dr. Peter Pry is the man in charge of this commission. I've interviewed him on this show. I've read his book. You need to read his. He has more than one book out there. Dr. Peter Pry, that's P-R-Y, Papa Romeo Yankee. You really need to understand what the man is saying. You really do. Keep in mind, there is one flaw in the EMP Commission report. They did not have the money to properly test what would happen to modern cars and trucks. They were told to give a reduced pulse to these cars and trucks for testing, not a full pulse, because they wanted to take the cars and trucks and resell them. They didn't have the money to do the complete testing. We believe that modern cars and trucks, given exposure to a full pulse, will be dead. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter Domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, on Tuesday, the 11th day of July. The call number is 800-313-9443. We got a caller on hold here. We got John in Missouri. Good morning, John.
Hi, Mr. Moore. I have a question about the EMPs on the nuclear devices. Is this a specialized device just for EMPs, or is this every nuclear device?
It's every nuclear device. We found out inadvertently back in the 60s when we had primitive electronics compared to now, that pulse was being put out. So it's just every nuclear weapon puts out that pulse.
To make it ruin our electric system, they have to do it at a certain height, or?
The higher they do it, the more bang they get for their buck. It just reaches out to more miles is what it does.
All righty. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome. Now, this is a matter that we really need to educate ourselves about. Now, Dr. Pry has been working with Newt Gingrich, the former congressman who was basically three heartbeats away from being president of the United States. because he was Speaker of the House, very powerful position, third in line to be president. And they have not had any success at the federal level. They came close. They were within one vote of Congress authorizing the money to be spent to protect the national power grid. A female senator from Alaska was the deciding vote against it. It didn't happen. Now, we hear a lot about the dollars spent in Washington, D.C., and compared to family budgets, of course, they're astronomical. They really spend money like a drunk sailor up there. But here's the deal, and here's the comparison I use. A B-1 bomber, we have about 100 B-1 bombers. About 10 of them have been used to turn ISIS fortifications into dust. Most of them just sit up at Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri, staying nice and polished and ready to go. For the cost of one and a third B-1 bombers, for that much money, they would be able to protect the entire national power grid. They have not had the intestinal fortitude to do that for whatever reason. Now, in my opinion, based on my knowledge and experience, there is a far greater chance of an event from the sun or from an enemy setting off electromagnetic pulse than there is a need for 100 B-1 bombers. That's my opinion, based on my knowledge and experience. Why they haven't done it, why that woman, senator, voted against it, I don't know. Dr. Pry is advocating now that the 47 states, we have 48 lower states. Texas already has an island grid. They don't connect to the other 47 states on the lower 48. Dr. Pry is advocating that the other 47 states in the continental United States isolate themselves one from the other. That would be a big help. It wouldn't be a complete solution, but it would be a great start. It wouldn't necessarily cost the power companies anything to do it. They could be given a tax credit for their efforts to isolate the state power grid from the other 47 states. That needs to happen. I'm not aware of any lobbying effort or group that's advocating that other than Dr. Pry himself, but that really, really needs to happen. In some ways, EMP may be the perfect weapon. Because what's broken can be repaired. If Russia did destroy our power grid, what Russia wants and what China would also want would be the agricultural productivity of the United States. That wouldn't be damaged and destroyed. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get an opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food. Your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much. All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 11th day of July. Well, if you haven't been on my website, we got a new image at my website of North America with new coastlines. This is our oldest image to date. I keep getting surprised. Look Magazine, July 1952, image 17. Click on that. And there it is. It was an article about the UFOs and flying saucers. But they went a bit farther, and they published the Navy map showing the East Coast underwater, the Gulf Coast underwater, and Inland Sea, splitting the country almost in two. It looks like it might go all up to Lake Michigan there, barely, just right the tip of a flying saucer over Chicago. Of course, the devastation on the West Coast, California, Oregon, and Washington State. If you find an image on a movie or a TV show or even a magazine, I have to include magazines, get that image to me. And as a thank you, you get to pick one of my 5 DVDs as a thank you. I got a DVD shipping out today to the gentleman who found one of these images. We got more that we found that haven't been published yet, and we hope to get those published soon. Also, my website, of course, is the Energy Cleaner, a marvelous healing device. I use mine every night. If you have issues with joint pain, arthritis pain, back pain, it will probably help. If you're not getting a great night's sleep, it will probably help. Only $285 should be included to American zip codes. Yes, I do take PayPal, and yes, I do have a 30-day money-back guarantee. You're risking nothing when you get your energy cleaner from me. It's my home business. I'm the guy that packages them up and ships them. I'm shipping out an energy cleaner this morning, as a matter of fact. I'm the one that takes the factory-made fitted mattress pads and reconfigures them to be compatible with the energy cleaner. And all the details are at my website, where you can place your order at thelibertyman.com. And I have a toll-free order line. It's not answered by anybody in Mumbai. It's actually a very polite young men and women in my hometown, St. Louis. The toll-free order line, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. And we have Sam from St. Louis. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John. How are you doing today?
Really good. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, first off, congratulations on being awarded the Peace Prize. That's pretty cool.
It is cool, and thank you, and it was totally out of the blue. I'll leave a week from tomorrow for Prague, the Czech Republic, yes.
Well, I'll pray for your safety and your good health. Listen, the last caller called about EMP and the altitude. The most effective altitude that Dr. Pry, in his several books that he's written, he comes out with 400 miles directly above Omaha, Nebraska, and that
right.
would effectively cover coast to coast, including past the Rockies and the Appalachians and into parts
right.
of Canada and northern Mexico. But
that
400 miles, yeah, 400
that
miles. And you could even find some of that information on his website, his more active or action website, impactamerica.org, O-R-G, Impact America. That's EMPACTAmerica.org. If you want me to go phonetically through it, I could. But
I think we got it.
Daily,
impactamerica.org, okay.
Daily, there's a news and media button on that website, and they go through basic things that are going on every day that either they're working with Congress or, some explosion out in Arizona or L.A. concerning the electric grid, terrorists are doing whatever. They keep that updated on a daily basis by a minute basis.
Well, let's keep in mind here, and this is great information, Sam. Let's say North Korea has a freighter 50 miles off the coast of New York City.
Oh, exactly.
They don't need a missile. All they need is a weather balloon to get that thing up. 50, 60 miles up, weather balloon, and set that sucker off. So all this focus on missiles is really a distraction. You don't need missiles to accomplish the goal of having effective EMP. You need weather balloons. And a bonus of the weather balloons, besides being something that any high school science class could put together, is that they have no heat signature. And if they show up at all on radar, it's not going to be anything that would alarm NORAD, because NORAD isn't looking for weather balloons. They're looking for missiles and airplanes.
Right. Right. You saw those YouTube videos back in 2010, 2012 about the freighters with the container missile launchers on board?
Okay. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, just wanted to pass along a couple of those bits to you.
I appreciate that, Sam. It's very helpful.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. Your call number is 800-313-9443. People get caught up in things about technology they really don't understand. A friend of mine gave me a book that is the premise is nobody died at Sandy Hook. I remember after that shooting incident, talking on the radio about how a Civil War cavalryman could have done the same thing with 150-year-old six-shooters. They weren't even, today, aren't even considered legal pistols because they don't take cartridges. They're black powder muzzle loaders. But a cavalryman in the Civil War would routinely carry six-shot revolvers, routinely. That's what they did, because they had, you know, the horse to carry that extra weight. Now, that's 36 shots, which means a person could have walked into that elementary school with six Civil War vintage pistols and caused just as much death and destruction as that young man did. I'm just now reading the book. So far, the evidence being presented, I would not, you know, keeping in mind, I've been investigating homicides since 1973. I haven't seen anything I would consider evidence of the shooting not taking place. I think it's, but I'm going to try to keep an open mind and look at the what they consider evidence more thoroughly. But I'm not going to make any more comment on that right now. We have another call on hold. We've got Tom in Wisconsin. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. I have a question regarding the Ozark Survival Homestead. You know, I dropped, went to your website and went through the process of submitting my basic information. I was wondering what their average response time is for that.
How long ago did you do that, Tom?
It's been about 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Well, it should be just a few days, and they should have got back with you. It may have got lost in my email with everything else, Tom. If it's not too much trouble, could you resend it today, and I'll make sure it gets sent over there. Their turnaround time shouldn't be more than a couple of days.
I apologize. Yeah. I'll do that then.
Just get that to me today, and I'll make sure it gets over there. I apologize for the delay. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Yeah, I was just over at the Ozark Homestead a week ago, 4th of July weekend, and I'm real proud of what Jeff's put together over there. It must be 10 or 12 structures being built or near completion. A couple of them look like they're very near being finished off and ready for people to occupy. The first lake is being excavated and ready to be filled up with water. The project's coming right along. It's going to be a very nice little community of people of like mind. And if you want to get more details, and I apologize to Tom once again, it's my responsibility to intercept those inquiries and get them over there. And I'm obviously missed that and didn't get it over there in a timely manner. Well, getting back to EMP. You need to educate yourself first. That's the first thing. Educate yourself first. And then once you've done that, then you can move forward with that education and begin your own preparations. We can live without electricity. Human beings have lived without electricity for many thousands of years, obviously. Our ancient ancestors, more than 3,000 years ago, had electricity. 12,000 years ago, they had technology equal to or greater than our own. But people can live without electricity. My mother grew up just a few miles from where I'm sitting on a hobby farm. They may have had some products that they sold. It was a farm. Maybe not appropriate to call it a hobby farm. It was a farm. My mother, her 11 siblings, her mom and dad, no electricity. But they, her mother and father, my grandparents, managed to raise 12 healthy young men and women who went on to lead good, productive lives. And they had no electricity. They didn't have running water. They heated and cooked with wood. They had horses for transportation initially, and later on, I found the. I was doing research in the courthouse. I found where my grandfather signed the loan papers to purchase a Model T Ford. That was a big deal back then. You have an automobile or a truck, a real big deal. So people can live without electricity. It's different. It takes some pre-planning. It takes some knowledge to do that. If you need pharmaceutical products to stay alive, you need to stock up on them and also figure out which essential oils can replace them, because you're eventually going to run out of your pharmaceutical products. You can stock up on essential oils now as much as you want, and there's no expiration date. Almost all, as far as I know, pharmaceutical products have an expiration date. I'm not aware of any that don't. There may be some. I don't know about it. If you need a pharmaceutical product, stay alive, don't have it, well, you're going to die, obviously. About 8% of Americans are diabetic. About another 8% are pre-diabetic. The diabetics who need insulin and stay alive, well, if they don't have it, they're going to die. I was just talking to the mother of a young girl who takes insulin, and I was suggesting to her that she stock up on that. And she agreed that would be a good idea. There's lots of people who take various pharmaceutical products because they have to. Anybody who's had an organ transplant has to take anti-rejection medication so the body will not treat that organ as a foreign substance and try to reject it. The consequences of an EMP, a nationwide EMP, and Sam made a good point there about the 400 miles above the United States, above Omaha. That's almost dead center of the United States, by the way. Would take out the national power grid. Well, of course it would. You know, this focus on North Korea and how far can their missiles reach. Now they're saying Colorado. Now, that's what they're saying, Colorado. Well, why couldn't they launch one of those off a cargo ship out in the Pacific Ocean? Maybe a few hundred miles off the coast. They could reach. If they can reach Colorado, it's not that much farther to Omaha. Kansas and Colorado share a border, in case you don't know. So, of course, Korea could launch a missile that could get a nuclear device over the middle of the United States and set it off. Will they do it? I don't know. Could they do it? Yes, they could. The sanity of the young man in charge up there is questionable. He seems to have a propensity for murdering his own relatives that he perceives as a threat. If he'd murder his own relatives, what do you think he'd do to Americans, given the opportunity? Well, I have a pretty good idea. Yep, I have a pretty good idea about that. So educate yourself. Now, my avocation, of course, is to advocate that people become part of a hobby farm, some distance from major cities. That would be smart. And the hobby farm is a place where the products of the farm, the chickens, eggs, sheep, goats, vegetables, fruits, whatever it might be, are meant for consumption on the premises, not primarily to make a living. Although, obviously, if you've got extra tomatoes or extra rabbits to sell, you should sell your extra rabbits or extra tomatoes. It's a healthy way to live. Most people would not leave their urban, suburban jobs unless they had no choice. I understand that. That's how I spent most of my adult life, is connected to urban, suburban areas for employment. But if you had a place to go to when there was a crisis, that would be some peace of mind, wouldn't it? Obviously it would. Peace of mind's a good thing. Now, it has to be realistic. I wouldn't suggest living and working in New York City and having a hobby farm in Missouri to go to. That would not be wise. The odds of you getting her during a major crisis, EMP, would be reduced to almost nothing. No, it has to be a reasonable distance away from where your primary residence is for it to be realistic. There could always be exceptions. Maybe you have an aircraft that's EMP proof that was built and has avionics that were put in place before the 1970s. Where that's a possibility. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion on my show from now until August. If you mail me a postcard, you may get the opportunity to buy an energy cleaner for $70 off retail. $200 of the purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting. We have a drawing for this promotion every other Thursday. The details are at my website. Just click on the orange sticker on the right side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. Thank you very much for listening, and hope you can get those postcards in. Have a great day.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 11th of July. The complete commission report on EMP is a free download at my website. It's on the right side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. It's I haven't looked at that recently, but I'm going to say around 300 pages or so. The first 75 or 90 pages, thereabouts, is what most people need to read to get the information they need to understand what's going on and what the dangers are to their lives and the equipment that they own. It is a clear and present danger. Seriously, it is. The powers that be have this compulsion to warn us ahead of time of what's coming. Well, they've been doing it now since the mid-1980s with the release of the TV series America, spelled with a K. So they've been warning us for quite a while. It's our job to pay heed and do something about it, isn't it? That's our job. We can either pay heed and do something, or we can ignore it and procrastinate. Don't procrastinate. Educate yourself, learn what these things mean, and then prepare to deal with it. It will be horrific. The loss of life will be phenomenal. 9 out of 10 Americans dead in a year. The biggest die-off, of course, would be the first 2 or 3 months. Everybody, when I say everybody, every person who needs a pharmaceutical prescription to stay alive will be dead in a couple of months. Everybody who no longer has access to clean drinking water will get sick and die in a couple of months. Starvation, same thing. When you don't have proper nutrition, you're susceptible to illnesses and disease that you would never would otherwise when you have a compromised immune system due to lack of nutrition. Starving is one of the most horrific ways to die that there is, by the way, extremely painful. And, of course, criminal activity. Can't leave that out. Healthy young males will run rampant knowing that they can't be arrested, that there's no consequences that they can perceive of for doing whatever they want to do. Murder, rape, robbery. Initially, they'll be trying to steal flat-screen TVs and computers and smartphones. That's how ignorant of these matters that people are. Flat-screen TVs and smartphones will never, ever again work except in very limited circumstances under very special conditions. They'll have no value, but people will attempt to steal them anyway. They'll be attempting to steal expensive tennis shoes, thinking that they would have the same value as they did in the past. No, all that would change. The world would change instantly. Here's our break. We got a top of the hour break. Leon Green should be with us. Stay tuned.
On the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.